I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There are some 40 million refugees worldwide, people who are uprooted by violence and persecution. That's why the United Nations has set aside today as World Refugee Day. 2 million Iraqis are spread across the Middle East. World Vision's Ashley Clements says the situation's getting worse.
The refugees that are arriving are getting poorer, and those that are here are also getting poorer. It's longer and longer since the children have been in school here, some of them up to 2 or 3 years. The time is really now when something has to change. Without substantial support, it's not going to happen.
Next, Kids Heart is a cooperative program between Buckner International and the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship. The partnership extends a development ministry into poverty-stricken communities in Mexico. Border Ministry Coordinator Jorge Zapata says their construction work builds into a world of difference.
A mission team with 1 week, they advance 7 years of the life of a family in a colonia. When they come in and work with a family for a week, in that week, they build relationships. On the third day, these people start asking questions. Why are you helping me? There's a big door of opportunity to share the gospel.
They're coordinating another trip into the Rio Grande Valley next month. And For Haiti with Love says while it's not glamorous, raising funds for cargo shipping is as important as getting the supplies to ship. In providing the beans and formula for their feeding program, thousands of dollars are spent on sea shipping. For example, it costs $6,000 in freight charges to ship $135,000 worth of formula. What does it mean for ministry? For Haiti gives freely of God's love and gifts to help make life better for the poorest of the poor in northern Haiti. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News can now be delivered daily to your personal email address. Visit our website at missionnetworknews.org. Type your email address in the bottom, and you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Greg Yoder.